So David takes center stage today. We know the story well. It's epic. It's beautiful. How he trusts in God, uses the resources that he has, goes out, slays the giant. So many metaphors we could use for life. I guess the thing that jumped off the page to me today was, David's a pretty confident man. Young man. He's faced some opposition in his life. And I imagine since the oil was poured on his head, things changed because the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord took control of him from then on. So he's taken out lions, he's taken out bears, and either one of those are pretty serious contenders for your life. He obeys his father and goes out to the front lines to make sure his brothers are okay. And he's listening to this giant just verbally abuse and taunt them. And he hears that whoever kills that guy doesn't have to pay taxes and gets the king's daughter. And he seems to be into that idea because he keeps asking about it. Thing is, sometimes our worst opposition comes from inside. Those closest. So his brother comes to him and says, basically, you little punk, what are you doing here? You just want to watch the battle. And he's speaking essentially death into him. David is here, full of the Spirit of God, listening to this guy taunt the army. It's bringing something out in him that's mad. It's angry that Goliath would have the audacity to speak against the Lord of Israel's armies. And he's thinking strongly about going out and facing the giant. And he's getting the details and he finds there's a reward. Although I think David would have done it without the reward. The king's daughter, that's not a bad deal. No taxes, that's not a bad deal. And it's his own brother that says, where are the little sheep that you take care of? In another translation, his brother says, I know your pride and the insolence of your heart. You just come down to watch the battle. So he is speaking directly to David's true heart and motivations, calling him wicked, calling him proud. My pastor says sometimes family can be kryptonite, and he's right. For whatever reason, that does happen. And so rather than using the metaphor of how David beat the giant, I guess I'd rather point out that David knew enough of who he was to go to the king and say he'd do it, and to throw off the king's armor and be who he was and go face the giant with the Spirit of the living God in him in a way that he knew how to relate to in his own skin. And that is the only way for us to face things, because pretending to be what we are not, elevating ourselves into a place that is not who we are, or demoting ourselves into something that is lower than what we ought, is not us. Living from agreements, living from wounds, all of the things that we are beginning to learn about and restored, that is not who we are. God has created us unique, our role is unique, our abilities are unique, and we must live from our uniqueness and be exactly who God created us to be to ever get to where we're going.